Here we go. Okay. Sound speed rolling.
And action. I just stopped the recording. Okay, here we go. This is Ben Durge. I am with you on the Jam Notes podcast. It is one episode. It's one of them. This is Nick Ring. He's the guitar host. He plays the guitar. I play the drums. We listen to it for the first time with you. It's a jam.
I listened to it already, to be honest, because okay. I just got this off my hard drive.
Right.
This is from January 4th.
January 4th, 24.
24. And so I just listened to this when I uploaded it, specifically because I remember this jam. I
do remember.
I feel like I say that every time now.
Yeah.
I remember at some this point. Jam. Because this is a very good example of us trying to set, like, come up with a picture.
An imagery, yeah.
Yeah, and then illustrate it through music.
Yes.
And this one is, what is it called?
It's a bear walking.
Two right? attempts.
At... Two attempts at a bear walking. Two attempts, one bear.
Yeah.
Yep.
There might be like a bear fight or something, an animal fight.
You know, after he gets walking, I think he gets into some trouble or something.
Yeah.
But there's a definite bear walking with the boom, 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 if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yeah, so we try that twice. I don't know what happens.
All right. Yep.
But two attempts.
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Can you move that?
Yes.
I was pulling focus. Here we go.
Alright. Hearing a bit of a... Hear my squeaky cymbals.
It's intentional, right?
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. Do we have a deep grumbling sound with the guitar? Good for a bear.
Does sound a little like a bear kind of snoozing.
Yeah. Wake up, bear. He's getting up, maybe.
I think he's waking up from hibernation.
Yeah,
he's
kind of
like stretching there.
Pusafuri. Yeah, Pusafuri bear. Nice.
Getting your gait there.
He's kind of hungry. Hunger is overcoming his tiredness.
I have no idea that's gonna happen.
Ah, okay.
Total mystery to me.
So is that a wah? Am I hearing wah? No wah, okay.
No, it's an octave shift down. So it's like breaking up the guitar signal and putting it down in this low octave. So it sounds really crunchy and unnatural.
Primacy.
Primal.
Primal rage.
Did you see the Primus's auditioning new drummers?
I saw that Danny Carey was drumming for them for a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know their drummer quit.
Yeah, he quit all of a sudden.
Yeah.
This one band that I follow, Les Special.
Les Special.
Fucking sick. Okay. So good. They do a lot of Primus covers, and the drummer actually sings the Primus songs when he does the Primus covers.
It's hard.
He got, like, fan-voted, like, he's got to be, like, one of the highest fan-voted people for this gig, and he's being flown out to L.A. to audition.
He already knows the songs, so.
Yeah. And they're, like, a New York band, like, not big, but it'd be so sick if he got it. Rory, get it, man.
Okay. Well, I know when Primus and Pucifer are coming to town in May, I was kind of hoping Danny would be on the drums for that, but I guess we'll see what happens.
Yeah. But dude, Danny's been getting all the big, like, the dream gigs, you know?
Yeah.
Like playing with the King Crimson guys. That's so huge.
Well, he's the man.
Yeah.
And I think, is Portnoy still around?
I don't know if he still plays. I never hear his name anymore.
There was the one guy who died recently. Pert? Neil Pert?
Yeah, he was older.
Yeah, yeah. So there was Pert, Portnoy, and Carey. I remember, like, the three horsemen or whatever.
They have
the huge sets. The
I want to say that Carey stepped in for Rush to do some of those. Not Portnoy, Pert.
Pert, yes. Yeah, Portnoy's still playing. He's on the... Ooh, it's getting...
Got a little loop going.
I like that.
I think here's where we introduce a small animal.
Yeah.
Unsuspecting victim, perhaps.
Or just a butterfly. Chilling with the bear. Is this fish?
Actually, this does sound like some evil fish.
Bad trip fish. Not rushing the beat.
No, I like it. You're taking your time.
Kind of have an idea where you're going. That always helps.
Do you know where I'm going?
Well, sometimes I think we get in the habit of we like that the other one doesn't know where we're going.
Yeah.
So, hey, where am I going on this turn? You don't know.
Yeah.
That's healthy competition. But it is also nice when I have a better. I think I know what he's gonna do here.
Yeah. It's like the bull tamer or whatever you call it.
Toro, bull tamer.
Let's go for it. And then it's like, oh, you don't know what it is. What do I got here?
Just a blanket.
I guess it's more like a magician pulling a rabbit out of a hat. Matador,
there we go.
Still be sleeping. He's like kind of out of it. I guess hibernation.
Yeah, coming out of hibernation can't be fun.
It's got to take a couple like waking up cycles.
Yeah. Waking up's never. I had some crazy dreams last night.
Was there a bear?
There was. Oh man, I shouldn't have said that until I fully remembered what they were about. There was a Packers game going on, and I, like, caught the ball. We lost, but it was really cool. I got to keep the ball. I was in the stands, and he, like...
Did you wake up with a ball?
No, so I didn't get to keep the... In the dream, I got to keep the ball.
Yeah.
There was other fun stuff going on. My kids kept trying to hide in a freezer, playing hide-and-seek. I kept saying, that's a bad idea.
Yeah, it's a
bad
idea.
Don't hide in the freezer.
Yep.
Okay, we're talking here. Isn't that what was going on, I say? Oh, a bear taking a piss.
After hibernation,
it's
gotta be quite a piss.
Quite a piss after hibernation. So we have... That was the first attempt.
Yeah.
Yeah, it started big and slow.
Big and slow.
Yeah. After the piss. Okay.
Oh, that was after the piss.
Trying to keep it
5-10 minutes. 5-10 minutes. This must have been the last jam of the day, maybe. Or just didn't think that a bear pissing deserved more than 10 minutes.
Actually, yeah, this is our jam 4 of the day.
Yeah,
so we've already done a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Probably should have been home by now.
Oh well, we just have too much fun.
Yep.
Here we go.
second beer. Starting on a different vibe here. It feels a bit more robotic.
It's definitely a second awakening.
Yeah. This is the I gotta piss now.
I'm just gonna go right in.
I mean, we know we're bear shit. Do we know we're bears piss? I'd assume it'd be in the woods as well.
Actually, as the saying goes, Ben, does a bear shit in the woods? Do we really know?
It's like when a tree falls in the woods. If no one's around, did the bear really shit?
You can't blame me for that shit. You can't blame the bear. Side quest here. Maybe this is the bear's dream.
Yeah, he didn't want to wake up this spring.
And then he's like, no.
Nope. Just gonna lose to the Packers anyway.
Yeah. He was having a dream he wasn't a bear. Now he's like, oh shit.
Right, I'm a bear. I'm a
fucking heavy bear. There it is.
Nice.
Coming in.
Play at this pace. This is a good pace.
No. Snail's pace, almost.
Yeah. Snail bear. Okay. Got it.
That almost sounded like a second bear, my dude.
Do bears hibernate together?
Great question, so, Ben. Yeah. Send that to our intern and we'll get back to you next week.
Yeah. That and what bear shit looks like. And maybe it's because we can't find it that we don't know if they poop in the woods or not.
Yeah. Like, dirt, bear shit. Can we really tell the difference? Is science real? These questions and more answered next time. Oh, fast bear.
Yeah, okay, now he's peeing, I think. Maybe this is the pee.
Uncontrollable pee.
Yeah, just months worth.
There it is.
Okay.
Maybe a little poop too.
Yeah, just the whole thing. Don't they have plugs? To kind of like plug themselves up in the way.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. I hope our podcast just eventually becomes about animals. Bring in different animals. We'll have a bear here soon.
Just uninformed ranting about animals. This is what we think happens when bears hibernate, okay? Demonstrated through music. And our commentary on said music.
How long do you think we could last in a bear cave jamming before they tried to kill us?
Oh man, would I love to be able to play that out without any consequences? Like, would they be scared of us because we've got big, loud noises?
Now I'm assuming we've been able to set up.
Oh, we have to set up. Yeah, we must have power.
They're asleep. They were asleep the whole time. We have quietly set up our instruments. And then we just go into a really loud jam.
Yeah.
Are they going to be like, oh, nice? Or are they just going to come at us or run away? They might be so terrified.
Yeah. Bearified almost.
It would be unbearable.
Yeah. That would be so fun to know.
Yeah.
But also kind of fucked up to figure out.
Yeah, we'd end up with a Werner Herzog documentary about us. I listened to the audio. It is not for your ears.
I think now we've got our small animal.
Okay.
clinging to life.
A mouse, yeah. I'm sure bears eat mice. I mean, it just woke up.
She's like, ow. She's like, ow.
Well, let's go find some fish. We haven't specified what kind of bear.
That's true. That is important.
Yeah, it could be a panda bear. Looking for some bamboo.
I don't think pandas are actually bears. Don't quote me on that, but I don't think they're actually bears.
I'm not gonna lie, I'd be pretty upset if they weren't.
Like, a koala's not a bear. A koala bear. Like, that's what
and
they
were. Why? They gotta be at least related or in the same.
They're marsupials. It's like a different evolutionary chain.
Are koala bears marsupials?
Aren't they?
Just
now I'm gonna be upset.
Yeah, just because they're in Africa doesn't make them marsupials.
Australia?
You know, what? The one with the A. They're also in.
On both sides.
Yeah. Australia, just because they're in Australia doesn't make them marsupials.
No.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
I think they're bears. I know they have intense chlamydia. Did you know that?
No, did you know that they eat fermented fruit until they pass out?
Yeah, they live quite the life. Venereal diseases in their eyeballs. And there it is.
Okay. Bunch of talking, and we don't know if any of it's good.
Yeah, that's true.
So Ben's gonna interpret.
Oh, all on me. Okay, here we go.
You're really good at it.
I like it. Going into the halls of reflection. Mm.
Ben picks up his keys.
I gotta get out of there.
Yeah. However.
5 to 10 minutes, Nick.
Oh, I love when you say that.
I'm sure we're just gonna end up talking for a while I'm trying to leave. All I heard was America in that one.
Have the bear go different
ways. Oh, have the bear. Have the bear go to America. Have the bear go to different places. Reverberation.
Yeah, I definitely need to listen to.
Yeah. So there's another bear jam. So I had it, and I was like, I got it, but I apparently did not have it as well as I thought I did. Which I think is the bum 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 part. The first one.
Yeah, I guess the first one had more of the bear walking kind of sound.
We could do whatever we want on top of it. Because this is our music.
Yeah.
Do what we want.
I think we were trying to fuck around with some odd time signatures.
Yeah.
And I, neither of us could count, obviously, so.
Well, not with numbers.
That's like
Smoke on the Water.
That's like 3/2 or something. So I was like, if we loop that, then we can do whatever the fuck we want on top of that.
Okay. Got some good shit in there. In the woods, maybe. Hot damn. Hot damn. Ooh, building blocks of a song, yes. That was what was on my mind last year, was not a podcast about our jams, but I really wanted to just do anything with our jams, including make a song. But I like this better. This is much...
Well, that can still be part of the outcomes
we,
of our podcast.
We could still write a song, I suppose.
Yeah. We are talking about it here and then rediscussing it here. Maybe the more discussions we have about it, the closer to making a song we will be.
I think you're getting somewhere.
But I do like the bear idea. We could just have like an animal. Hey, how about an album called Animals? Has that been done?
I don't think so. Let's
do a bear.
Pigs.
There's
definitely no one's ever written a song about pigs
dogs?
On an album called Animals.
I like dogs.
It does, yeah. Oh, then you gotta have sheep if you have dogs.
Sheep are soft.
Yeah. Pigs on a wing.
course, we already have the song Pigs. I don't know if we need an intro and an outro called Pigs on the Wing.
I think we need all of them.
Yeah, probably.
Let's separate them. You can't put them together. You gotta separate them.
More animals.
Flamingos.
Make an unofficial sequel to the Pink Floyd.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll appreciate it.
Yeah.
Oh, I was on the podcast.
Dude, what?
What'd I say right there?
Okay, we're gonna bring it back.
We're gonna roll it back. This might be the conception of the podcast. Not much time to play guitar.
This is the only time you get to play your kit.
Yeah. Well, it's true. I am not playing my kid right now.
And, we went in order.
We did not go in order, that's for sure.
But
part of the hangout, we listen to a song. And you make it available to me by putting it on the drive.
Yeah.
So we'll start with Everything After March of last year. And then we can get our smoking and drinking in while listening. That might inspire our jam.
Yeah, this will inspire our jam.
So like we do.
Crazy, it was a year ago. And yet we didn't record the first episode till May.
Because the format, we struggled with the format. I think there's another jam where you like say it, and I'm like, that's it, I'm in. Like, we have that on recording.
Well, no, I mean, what I'm saying is we just, every time I come over,
maybe it's this one.
The next jam on the list, and you make it available on the drive, do what you have to do. And then, if one of us hears something like, oh, let's try and do that, then let's try and jam off that.
One of us hears something that says, let's try and do that. Let's try and do that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm done with that. Okay.
Wow, so happy birthday.
But hold on, the moment I'm thinking of.
Either Thursday or Monday. And it might fluctuate depending on what time it's baseball.
Okay, logistics.
Yeah, we're talking about baseball.
A day. Either every week or
Weeks. Wow, so
there's still a couple minutes left in this.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Say it. I think I should chop up the end of this part.
Okay.
But let's let this play, because you might say the thing, and I'm like, that's it!
Yeah, this was around the time in my life I was realizing I shouldn't spend 10 hours a day for a stupid job I hate, and I should pursue things that make me happy, including a podcast.
Cheers, my friend.
Yeah. And you know, it took them a good 6 months before they caught on I wasn't really working. So.
Joke's on them.
That's right.
Oh yeah, I definitely don't want to not
jam. I don't want to not jam yet. I made that.
That's very clear.
And that way, when we hit one of those where it's like, damn, Becky, that one was good, we can kind of like,
yeah, can we do that again?
Like, either do it again, or yeah.
Or yeah.
Or yeah.
Do it again? Like,
let's try
again. You know, not.
And also, I know in a handful of these jams, I go back to the same ideas. And like
the same what?
Ideas.
Same ideas. Okay.
Would love to know.
Yeah, I do hate when we're jamming and I'm doing a kind of beat and I'm like, man, I feel like I do this too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I do that with like shapes on the guitar. Like, I'm stuck in the shape. I can't get out.
If we do ever have an album, I really want this in between the songs, that ambiance you got going. This cool
ambient loop.
Yeah, soundscapes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the best, but it's one of those where like, I knew the notes before I could hit them. Like that flow state.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I knew the notes before I could hit them.
That's where we would like to be.
That's where we'd like to be in the flow state.
And when you're
tough to get there.
Oh, this is so easy. I can do it forever. And then, like, I tried to redo it on my second
chance. Note, I probably should have left about 20 minutes ago at this point. If I was hurry up and getting my keys and then... Oh, no, I think Nick's on board with the podcast. This is too important.
I'm out of here.
Yep.
Here's the 40 $20 I owe you.
Well. Cool.
I just hit a different effect.
Yeah, let's try and do it again. Sure. So you're drinking in January?
Drinking in January. Cheers. Drinking in January. Does this mean you'll be drinking for my birthday?
Never get to drink
yes.
Oh, right.
So, and since it's already, we're already 4 days in.
Yeah, I remember I did February last year.
Okay.
I did part of October this year.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah, I tried a little bit for the holidays. I think I lasted as long as I could.
The holidays are one of the worst times to not drink.
Yeah, I just like the holiday season less and less every year.
Oh, dude, I am so with you.
Yeah. And I like Halloween more and more every year. It's a funny trade-off.
Yeah, I just want, like, pagan yeah. season.
But... just all dress up and eat candy.
Yeah. I don't need the candy, but let's, like, make it weird for the last part of this year.
You don't need any candy?
I do eat some, but I could much... I would be so happy to go without. And I did for a long time.
What's your candy? What do you go to?
Love chocolate. Peanut butter.
Yeah, Reese's. Love me some Reese's.
Yeah. But like, the more I learn, the more I don't want to eat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't need to get into the food part of this podcast.
I ate so much today. That's actually what I wanted to bring up earlier. That was my juicy...
Your juicy banter?
My juicy banter, yes.
Was it a juicy burger?
I was just going to name everything I ate today.
Did you eat a lot today?
I ate a lot today, yeah.
Hit me. I want it.
Okay. Bowl of cereal. 2 cups of coffee.
What kind of cereal?
Rice Krispies.
What kind of coffee do you like?
I like instant coffee. Instant classic coffee.
Wow. It's $2. I've never heard anyone say that.
Yep. And awesome. Then I had a bowl of SpaghettiOs with meatballs.
Okay.
And a bologna sandwich with 3 pieces of bologna.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Stacked high.
Hot dog on top of that with all the... not on top of it, but you know. After those two.
I'm definitely picturing 3 pieces of bologna hot dog with bun on top of it.
Yeah, but you know, ketchup, mustard, relish, whole thing. And then my daughter wanted to go to Taco Bell, so we went to Taco Bell and then had a chalupa, a beef taco, and 2 cheesy bean and rice burritos. And for me, that is a lot because I usually eat maybe 1 Dorito before I come over.
1 Dorito?
Yeah, not much.
Wow. That's a lot. Man. Yeah,
that's pretty stuffy. Yeah.
I ate a banana,
okay.
2 eggs, half a bagel, and some cucumber.
Nice. I love cucumbers.
Dude, cucumbers are the best.
Yeah.
Actually, a refrigerated cucumber is one of the best hangover cures.
Huh.
Just fucking chomp into that.
Oh, yeah. Just I can see thing. That. I think I've done that with a hangover, and I think you're right. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a healing experience.
It's the best.
Oh, yeah.
So, obviously, the end of this episode has just been a bunch of nonsense.
I like it. It's quality nonsense.
And us talking over ourselves. You can't get that anywhere
else. It's double talk here. We are our own background.
We are our own competition.
What? Oh, there's a bear over there.
You're like Peter Griffin-ing our song.
I guess.
Where's the bear? It's over there. Where's the bear?
I
want to
listen to... I did get the whole conversation. I'll listen to that.
Oh, you might have this on video.
Jesus. And that was today's episode of the Jam Notes Podcast. I'm Ben Durge. This is Nick Green.
Holy fucking
your
shit.
Your guitar that host. Bye.
Peace.
I like that. Right. That'll be our longest episode yet. Now it's jam.
Oh my god, that was so loud.
Yeah. That was like.